I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in a Southeast Asian nation are on alert following a verbal attack on God. And a television ministry is being recognized for its excellence as it reaches out across borders to touch hearts in the Middle East. We've got more on that coming up. But we'll start today in the Philippines, where Rodrigo Duterte, the president, recently spoke out against God, even though the country is a Catholic-majority nation. Religious leaders and others are criticizing the president for what he said. World Mission's Greg Kelly says,
I think the president of the Philippines is a man who is very reckless with his words. I think that the country as a whole is very disappointed with this kind of rhetoric. It's very divisive. It's very discouraging to the church. And the Philippines, just like any country, needs to know Jesus.
Kelly says the way to change the heart of the president and those who are lashing out is through an encounter with Jesus. But less than 10% of the people are true born-again Christians. World Mission is setting up youth camps that teach kids how to plant the seeds of the gospel in their communities and neighboring countries. You can help change the Philippines by equipping future leaders. Learn more at missionnews.org. And on the heels of that news, Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton brings us another update from the Philippines.
We know that a priest has been killed. We know there seems to be a pattern here, but we don't know what's behind the pattern.
Father Richmond Nilo was shot while leading Mass June 10th.
In the church in front of 70 people who were there to worship, he was shot and killed.
He's the third priest killed in the Philippines since January. And these murders raise suspicion because the island nation is predominantly Catholic.
There does seem to be some questions about what's the tone being set by the national government, and is that affecting the safety of church leaders, those who gather for worship.
As we wait for more details to emerge, would you join us in prayer?
Right now, I think the thing is to pray for our brothers and sisters in the Philippines, to pray for their safety and encouragement, to pray that the gospel will go forward.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, was a finalist for the prestigious 2018 Prix Jeunesse International Television Award. Sat7's Rex Rogers shares why this is a big deal.
Well, anytime you get recognition for something that you're doing that comes from outside of your own constituency, then of course it's a form of validation, credibility. It's not that you do this just to get awards. But it speaks to excellence, and, you know, that's a good thing. We try to do things as unto the Lord.
Sat7 is using TV to provide kids with an education and a Christian worldview. And all the family needs to watch it is a satellite dish.
So even the poorest of the poor typically can't afford television. And it's very important to them because it's a source of information and entertainment. And we're also talking about a region of the world with 50% illiteracy rates.
This means TV is a powerful tool. Ask God to use it to transform hearts. And China Partners been doing ministry training all over China. But on their most recent trip, they stopped somewhere that they've never been. Chongqing has a population of 30 million and a seminary full of young people ready to learn how to share their faith.
Every time we do a training at a training center or at a Bible school or, in this case, a seminary, and the joy that I get is just seeing the faces of the young students when we're with them.
And China Partners' Eric Berkland says young people are moving God's word all across China.
We as China Partner have this distinct privilege and honor to pour into these next generation people, into the younger generation of Chinese, to equip them so that they can be doing more things to see people come to faith in Jesus Christ in whatever town they're going to be ministering in.
Pray for these young leaders who are taking the gospel to their neighbors and their communities. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.